had so much fun tonight. Yeah, really, you've been so great. No one's ever taken me out dancing before. I didn't know you had those moves. Me? Are you serious? I was like a fish out of water. Literally, I was just like flailing around like an idiot. That's really sweet of you to say. I'm glad at least one of us thinks I'm a good dancer. No, I'm glad that my friend suggested I go out with you. I know this is kind of my fault, but all of the guys I dated in high school were kind of jerks. Granted, it wasn't that many, but you'd think at least one out of three would be nice, right? I guess I just have a habit of attracting assholes. I don't know. No, you're not a jerk. That's why I'm glad Sarah set us up. After high school, I sort of swore off all college guys. I didn't want to take the chance. But clearly, I was wrong. I never thought that I'd meet a guy as sweet as you. Really, you are. You picked me up, bought me flowers, took me out for dinner and dancing. You paid for everything, even though I insisted that that was too much. And now you've taken me here, to the beach. With this beautiful view of the ocean. All on our first date. Honestly. This place seems like a bit of a makeout spot. Well, I mean, if you wanted, we could make it one. You're a really good kisser. That I feel like my heart is gonna beat out of my chest right now? You too. I guess I'm not the only inexperienced one here. Ask you something? Okay, so I was wondering, do you want to go any further, like with me? Obviously with me, duh. Who else are you gonna go further with that's not here? Not that it would be okay if you went further with anyone else if you were somewhere else, but oh, I sound like a crazy person. Let's try this again. Do you want to go further with me? Like, sexually? Yeah? Okay, I can't promise how far that I'll want to go, but whatever I'm comfortable with. Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you, I promise. Sarah was so right. You are just the sweetest guy ever. We should probably get out of your car. If we do end up doing anything, then we wouldn't want to cause a mess, right? We can head underneath the pier over there. Come on, let's go. All right, here we are. All alone in the dark. We should have some privacy here. I've never been this excited with a guy before. I really don't know what I'm doing. I can feel you through my dress. You feel really hard. I can try and take care of that for you. If I just do this. That should feel better, right? It does. Good. Oh, but if you finish, then your pants are gonna get all... So I should probably take it out, right? Yeah, yes. I'm fine with doing that. I'll just unbuckle your pants. And reach in. This feels really hard and big and no, I'm fine, but this must be kind of painful, right? Having something grow this hard and press against your pants. And now with my hand putting even more pressure on it. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I'm such an idiot. I'll just pull it out now. There. That must feel better. Oh, it looks like it feels better. But, now what should I do? Stroke it? What, like a dog? You want me to just pet it? Okay, yes, I know that's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm just nervous and I'm saying dumb stuff. So I just wrap my hand around it, right? And then I like that. Just up and down your Okay, yes, I can do this. This is kind of fun, actually. Really? You seem to be really enjoying it, too, so that makes me feel good. Yeah, I feel really dirty. Like, for once, I'm being a bad girl. How could I not? I'm underneath a public pier, giving a boy a hand job on our first date. That doesn't feel like naughty to you at all. When I put it like that, it does. I know not many people come by here, but really, anyone could walk by and see us like this. It's like we're some high school couple, but I never got to experience this stuff in high school. Better late than never, I guess. I'm glad you agree. In my hand. This isn't getting boring, is it? I'm just doing the same thing over and over. I'm not sure what else I can do, but faster? Okay. Like that. Thank you. Even though I have no idea what I'm doing, you're still complimenting me. Well, I guess I don't need to know much to make this feel good for you, right? I don't think I'm willing to do much more than this, but if you wanted to touch me at all, I'm feeling pretty hot right now, so I wouldn't mind. I'm wearing underwear, and I'd rather it if you didn't reach under my dress, but still, if you wanted to feel my butt or my breasts, then, well, you can. You can touch it like that. Just don't be too rough. No, you're doing fine. It actually feels good. The way you're rubbing it through my dress and panties, it's like you're giving it a massage. I could definitely get used to it. Is there anything else that you like that's not too crazy? Your hair? Yeah. I can do that. I've been wanting to do that for a while, actually. Just run my hand through your hair and stroke it like this. Are you sure this isn't like petting a dog? Ew. You're right. I'm bad imagery. Sorry. I'll try to bring the mood back. The awkward, inexperienced teenager, even though we're in college and should know better mood. I think I have an idea for how to fix that. Really? I sound cute? Have you heard yourself? You've been moaning and groaning since the moment I laid fingers on this thing. If I'm cute, then you are adorable.
Hey! I never said you could pinch my butt like that. No fair. How would you like it if I suddenly squeezed your dick? Yeah, it's not so fun now, is it? Well, that was kind of fun. Besides, we're even now, so whatever. Your face is cuter than mine, though. Yes, it is. I never believed Sarah when she told me that guys can make the cutest and sexiest faces when you're pleasuring them. But I get it now. Just your expression is making me so wet. Not just your face, though, it's everything. My hand stroking your cock, and just watching it drip with so much pre-cum. Yeah. You have to be coming soon, right? Also, your hand playing with my ass. I would slap or run away from any other boy doing that, but I don't want you to stop. And just me stroking your hair while we do this, massaging your head. It's all just so naughty. Honestly, if I wasn't so shy, I would let you. No. There's only so much bad stuff I can say. There's no way in hell I'm saying that to you. I said no, it's way too embarrassing. Maybe after our next date. Let's just focus on finishing you off. I can tell you're pretty close. At least I think so. It feels like it. And you also sound like it. You want me to just kiss you till you finish? Yeah? Will that make you, come harder? It will. You want me to stroke you faster, too? Of course you do. That was probably a dumb question. Okay. Good luck coming, I guess. I'm sorry, that was a weird thing to say. I'm just gonna kiss you now. Just a little faster. Yeah. You're close. Come on. That's it. Come on, baby. Come for me. Oh. Jesus, you're still. Yeah, sorry, I'll keep going. I'll keep going as you. Oh my god. Oh, I can feel it shooting through your cock. All over the sand. Wow. That was. That looked like fun. You made the hottest groans, and you had the cutest look on your face. You still do, actually. So, how did that feel? I'm glad I could do that to you, even with just my hand. So, you don't mind taking things a bit slowly, right? I don't know exactly when I'll be ready to go any further, but I like doing this with you, and I definitely want to do more. You really are a good guy. Thanks for being patient. Tomorrow? That's kind of soon, isn't it? No, actually, I love the idea. You can pick me up at the same time. Maybe we could end the night here again. And maybe start it off here as well. I would love that. Okay, we should start heading back. I'll race you to the car. You might want to put that thing away first, though.